As of yesterday, more than 25,000 people in California have died from the coronavirus. That's more than the amount of seats in Los Angeles Staples Center. Hospitals are overburdened, ICUs are at capacity, and now there's a new challenge. A significant amount of frontline healthcare workers in California eligible to take the new vaccine are refusing to take it. Joining us now to put this all in perspective is Dr. Anne Ramoyne, an epidemiologist at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. Dr. Ramoyne, welcome back.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Yes, thank you for being here. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that somewhere between 20 to 40% of LA County frontline workers have refused to get this vaccine. That number is higher in Riverside County, 50% there. What are you hearing about why they aren't taking the vaccine?
Well, you know, vaccine hesitancy is not something new. This is something that we've seen previously, and this is why my team at UCLA has been doing a study looking at vaccine hesitancy in health workers and first responders. I think that the key here is that healthcare workers are very importantly linchpins of the vaccination effort, and so understanding their concerns is critical. What we've understood from health workers is that this is an after effect of the politicization of the vaccine process that was perceived, a feeling that there's just still not enough information that's accessible out there to them, and a general concern about side effects, although many were not able to articulate exactly what side effects they were worried about. And it makes sense. This is all part of a lack of good information being made available to people on a way that's very digestible to everyone. It's now incumbent upon the public health infrastructure to be able to provide that information so people can make choices that will likely result in more vaccinations.
Well, as you said, frontline workers are the linchpin in helping to quell this virus. So what efforts are being made by state and local officials to overcome these concerns from these workers? Because all of the data so far has shown the vaccine is safe.
You're exactly right. All the data that we have to date, and there is a lot of data out there, show us that the vaccine is very safe and very effective and built on decades of research. But I think that the issue is that we just have not had a strong public health education campaign on this vaccine. And this should have started months and months ago. And it's very, very important to see it. It shouldn't be just from the hospitals and health systems that are providing information to their health workers, but from a national level, I think we need big campaigns. We need a lot of information out there, and people need to be able to do things like search very easily on the web and find this information. I've spent my entire career working in places like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where we've been doing very large-scale vaccination campaigns. And I think in these types of places, the governments, the health organizations are used to doing this kind of work. We here in the United States have not been used to doing this kind of work to get people vaccinated. So it's a new challenge that we really do need to embrace.
Doctor, how concerned should we be by these numbers of frontline workers who are refusing the vaccine? Can you put this in perspective for us as we move forward in this effort?
Well, I'll give you something to think about here. And so in our own survey that we did back in September, October, we found that only 33% of health workers were willing to get the vaccine right away. Many of them wished to wait, not to be the first in line to see what happened. But after we did a second run of this survey at the end of November, beginning of December, and that changed to 66% were willing to get the vaccine right away. So they're not only the people who need to receive the vaccine first, but they're also the people who will be administering the vaccine. So it's a very important group to be able to make sure get vaccinated and also have the information not only for their own decision-making process, but so that they can communicate to others why they should get the vaccine.
That's Dr. Anne Ramoyne, an epidemiologist at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. Doctor, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Happy New Year.